He scanned the park, taking in the baby strollers being pushed by mothers and nannies. He tried to picture himself with children and nearly shuddered at the thought. He was 38, almost 39, a time when most men had already settled down and produced offspring. But he'd spent all of his 20s and a good chunk of his 30s busting his ass with his partners to make their business the success it was now, without using his family's money, their connections, and especially without their help. Maybe that was why they hated him so much now, because he'd thumbed his nose at them and basically told them to fuck off. But the biggest sin he'd committed was in making more of a success of himself without them. He had more wealth and power than even the old man did, his grandfather. For that matter, what had the rest of his family ever done but live off the old man's largesse? His grandfather had sold his successful business when Ash was still a boy. None of his family had worked a day in their lives. He shook his head. Fucking leeches, the lot of them. He didn't need them. Damn sure didn't want them. And now that he had surpassed them, and his grandfather, he sure as hell wasn't going to allow them back into his life to reap the benefits of riding his star. He turned to go because he had shit to do that didn't include standing around in a damn park self-reflecting like he was in need of a shrink. He had to get his act together and start focusing on the one thing that hadn't changed. Business. HCM Global Resorts had projects in various stages of work. The Paris Hotel was a done deal after their having to work fast to replace investors that had backed out. Things were moving along and progressing well. This wasn't the time for him to drop the ball, especially when Gabe and Jace couldn't give work the time they had in the past. Ash was the only one not distracted by his personal life, so he had to step up. Take some of the slack for his friends so they could enjoy having a life outside of work. As he started to stride back in the direction he'd come, he saw a young woman sitting alone at one of the tables outside of the primary traffic area. He stopped mid-step and let his gaze settle more fully on her, taking in her appearance. Long blonde hair that drifted just so with the breeze, revealing a startlingly beautiful face with striking eyes that he could see even from the distance at which he stood. She was wearing a funky long skirt that swirled with the wind, bearing the long expanse of one leg. Blingy flip-flops adorned her feet, and he could see the bright pink polish on her toes and a toe ring that sparkled when she moved her foot to shift position. The sun caught on a silvery ankle bracelet, drawing even more attention to her slender leg. She was busy sketching, her brow furrowed in concentration as her pencil flew over the page, and beside her was a huge bag stuffed full with rolled-up papers extending from the top. But what most caught his attention was the choker she wore around her neck. It didn't fit her. He made that instant assessment. It was tight around her neck, resting just at the hollow of her delicate throat. But it didn't fit her. It didn't reflect her at all. It was gaudy on her. A diamond choker, obviously expensive, and probably not fake, but it didn't go with the rest of her. It stood out of place. His curiosity was piqued because when he saw a piece of jewelry like that on a woman, it meant something far different than it did to most people, and he was seized with interest to know if it was indeed a collar or if it was just an ornament chosen by her. And if it was a collar, the man who'd chosen it for her had done a piss-poor job. The man didn't know her, or maybe he didn't care to ensure that such an important adornment suited the woman he called his own. If Ash could make that judgment after mere moments of studying her, then how the hell could the man making love to her not see the same? Maybe the collar was more a reflection of her dominant, which was arrogant and idiotic. A collar should represent his care of his submissive, how in touch with her he was, and it should fit the woman wearing it. He was making a hell of a lot of assumptions. It could just be a simple necklace the woman had chosen herself. But to a man like Ash, that piece of jewelry meant something more than just an accessory. How long he stood watching her, he didn't know, but, as if sensing his gaze, hers lifted to meet his, and her eyes widened, and something like panic entered her expression. Then she hastily slammed her sketch pad closed and began to shove it into her bag. She half rose, still stuffing things into that huge bag, and he realized she was leaving. Before he was even aware of it, he hurried forward, intrigued. Adrenaline rushed through his veins. The hunt. Discovery. Challenge.